Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Which Way Is Up Radio. Let's ride, let's vibe together. Today's show is based on consciousness versus commerce. And we're going to explore that. Real quick, I do want to introduce our co-host. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Ms. Janae McCants.
Hey, this is Janae calling from Florida, and I hope everybody's having a good afternoon, good night, wherever you are, and I'm looking forward to the show.
And we have Woken Up.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Woken Up, calling from East Texas. Looking forward to the show, and I hope everybody gets something from this.
That's right, and I think we have, was that Daryl, or was that 716? 716, is that Ms. Doris?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello?
716, Doris.
Oh, Ms. Doris! Oh, my goodness. I told you, man,
sorry.
I'm going big time.
No, let's move the show
along. Okay, Ms. Doris, I just want to let you know I love you, okay? You know, I know we went through a little scrap a little bit earlier, but you know what I'm saying? But it's all on the love, you know? It's all on the love. All right, So today's topic is consciousness versus commerce. The first thing I do want to touch on, since it was just recently, it just happened, was Dr. Umar Johnson and versus Sara Sutansetti. And my question to y'all wonderful people, the family, is what are your thoughts about that whole situation? And do you think consciousness is a gimmick to get the money, or does it actually have a plan of action? We'll work with the ladies first, Ms. Doris.
Well, I'm not really familiar with Seti or Dr. Omar, so I'm just like listening.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I'm not really familiar with them.
Oh, no, come on now. You don't remember Seti versus the Hebrew Israelites, you know, how he went after them and on Sinai and all that good stuff.
Well, then I'll agree with your last statement when you said, is it a gimmick? You know what I mean? Really? On the consciousness.
Yeah.
I think
okay.
It's a
gimmick. Matter of fact, okay, well, here we're going to come back to that. We're going to come back to that. All right. Here, let's go to Ms. Janae. So what do you think?
Well, I can't really say whether it's a gimmick or anything yet because I feel like people aren't really giving them a fair chance. You know, like it's all about, you know, just pitting them against one another for entertainment, you know, just not really giving them a chance. That's all I can really say about that. We have to wait for the results. You know, these things don't happen overnight, what they're trying to achieve. And with them being in the media and everything like that, that just makes them easy targets for black success shaming and things of that nature. So really, we have to wait before we can call this a gimmick or they're being fake for money and all of this type of stuff. We have to really give them a fair chance. Like I said, this does not happen overnight. I do think that the situation isn't being treated fairly. in respect to other business owners who are not African American or considered conscious. So yeah, that's what I have to say about that. They're getting, and I'm saying a lot. I have a terrible headache. Sorry. They're under the microscope. They're getting asked for things that regular people wouldn't really get asked for, you know, their business plans, blah, 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 blah. And a lot of people, they contribute to good causes, you know, like right off the top, like, bam, you got my dollars. This is going to help kids. This is going to help whoever. This is going to, you know, and they don't ask all that stuff. It's just because of what they're representing. Consciousness plays a role. I think that that popularity is being blown up into like a trend now. So I can't call it a gimmick right now with them in particular. I can't say at this point. They have to prove that as they go on.
I think that
is a marketing tool to some degree. Yeah. I can't say that it's not.
Let me hit Woken Up real quick, and then after that, here we'll go straight to your question. Hey, Woken Up. So, what do you think?
I was waiting on this. This is something I'm about right here. Okay. So the question is it a gimmick? You know, is it all a show? And one would say yes, looking at it, you know, just naturally and at the surface, but you really have to look deeper than that. You have to look at the purpose of everything that's being laid on the line. Consciousness, okay? The conscious community. Is it a gimmick? No. However, people use it as a gimmick? Yes. The same way they use the Bible to make money and to do whatever they need to do to get their point across, it's the same way some people use consciousness and the knowledge that they have. They use it for their own self-gain. And that's why you see me, you know, say a lot that, you know, it's not a selfish act. Being conscious is not a selfish act. So when you begin to make it about yourself and begin to use it that way, and it becomes a gimmick. Now, here's the flip side of the coin. Flip side of the coin is, should we use, you know, our knowledge for a gain for a bigger purpose? Yes. Meaning for commerce? Yes. What do you mean? Okay, we got everybody waking up, but then when everybody comes up with an idea to make money based on what they know, everybody begins to criticize them and say, oh, you're using this knowledge to make money. Well, how else are we going to support black businesses and make black businesses if there's a problem with every black business that comes out dealing, you know, around the conscious community or anything dealing like that? You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
So
you are right.
I mean, that's just showing pretty right there. No, that's it. I'm going to keep it short and pretty, but that's it.
Okay, so is there an element of black success shaming? Okay, because Dr. Umar Johnson, you know, he does have his doctoral degree. And then Ben Setti, I really don't know what his credentials are, but, you know, he did go over there to Kemet, and he did read the scrolls. You know, he had to know some of the Medu Netcher, just get some type of self-taught education. So is there a form of black success shaming right there, Woken Up, or what do you think?
Absolutely, man. I'm gonna say it because of this. It is black success shaming because everybody is looking to validate these people that are in front of the cam, representing the conscious community, by their credentials that they received from this very system that they don't like in the first place. Get it? How could you hold somebody accountable, you know what I'm saying, for against the very thing, you know what I'm saying? Well, let me back it up. How could you expect somebody to have a PhD and a degree and all this whole line of certificates in a system that they're fighting against in order for you to want to listen to them in the first place about the system that they're fighting against? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, you know, because
because of that, that's what's causing the division, because everybody's focused on their background versus the knowledge. You see what I'm saying? They're focusing on trying to validate somebody and validate what they already know.
See, and that's tied into the trust issue. It's like you have to have all these validations, all these credentials and everything, and look at our effing president. What does he have? And he's president now. You know, and then they want to sit down and be like, show us this, Umar, show us this, Betty. You know, it's a trust issue, and it's just shaming all up and down, no matter how much you slice it. You know what I'm saying?
Ms. Doris,
no matter how well you slice it.
Ms. Doris, what was your question?
Now, is one is conscious and one is commit, right? Are they the same?
They're like on the same side. They're like two wings of the same bird, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, Seti, like, he's 100%, you know, on the connect kick, like 100%. That's what he's all about. Dr. Umar Johnson, he is on the commit kick, okay, but he's not as hard, and he's more more like a motivational speaker, you know. That's what he really is, you know. You know, so, but yeah, both of them, you say both of them are conscious, you know, because they, both of them have been seen on Sonnetto, you know, and his is a conscious show, you know, a conscious media outlet, so. You can say both of them are
conscious. Well, that's what they want to label themselves as anyways. And speaking of consciousness, since we, you know, we on a time thing, commerce. Okay, so this colorism thing that Dr. Moore Johnson brought up, do you think that plays a role in either one's success or the favor of one or the other?
Good question. I believe colorism was used, you know, but like in our situation, you know, that's more like the house Negro, field Negro type deal, you know.
I'm talking about applying it to what Umar Johnson brought up as far as his commerce thing, and is it going to play a role in like diminishing his success, taking away from it, taking away from him having a fair chance and things like that, versus Dr. Seti being lighter and going back to those days, you know, just those terms you just said, you know, is that going to play a role in it? You know, does that contribute to either one's success, future successes or popularity?
In the conscious community wise, like, I believe it's all the content of the information. I believe, you know, Saul Ross Houghton Seti, he kind of catapulted himself going to battling like the Hebrews and starting, you know, mess with Sonnetta now, you know, so he's really like a, you know, instigator, you know, because of, you know, he's not bringing nothing new to the table, and he doesn't have a plan of getting us out of here. All he has is RBG, and then...
No, I'm talking about, I see what you're saying. I'm not talking about, you know, his ties to religion and all that kind of stuff. I was just, it's real simple. You know, Dr. Umar Johnson brought it up, you know, about the colorism. So do you think that plays a role? Do any of you think that plays a role in their success? Who's going to win, quote unquote? You know, because some might see Dr. Seti as looking or being the more safe choice just based on, you know, his skin color. And then some might not see Dr. Umar Johnson like that, you know, because conscious or not, people are people. Look at Obama. You know, he got voted in to a certain degree because he looked safe. I don't believe that we would have had a black president if he was my skin color or darker. So I personally would say that, you know, colorism, he did have a point with that, with what he said. So I just was looking for what y'all thought about that.
May I?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yes, you may.
All right. No. But will it? Yes. But when we make it, when we make that the main focus, when we make who's going to win or what's going to play the determining factor in who wins, automatically right there we're looking at it in a competition, which means we're already divided because they're going to win the same goal that they're both trying to accomplish. You know, what, you know, I kind of posted earlier, I said what we should have done and somebody should have done if they really, you know, are true about this walk, about trying to wake people up and actually, you know, do something for the black community and change the way we think and our people think, then somebody will be reaching out to both of them and trying to get them to stop this to the point that, you know what I'm saying, to the point of unity regardless. So what skin color, so what he's lighter, so what he called him out. What's the point of this? It's us in the community, not all of us, but some and many, you know, they...
Yeah.
They're blowing up way out of proportion, and what it's doing, it is causing a fog, a mist in front of the real
world.
Because now everybody's focused on this whole situation, just like everybody would be focused on something that's shown on CNN or whatever the case, while something else is going on in the background.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Taken away from the main focus. Because nobody's talking about, you know, the university, you know, the academy, I'm sorry, or anything that they were trying to do to help the community. Now it's all about the things that don't or shouldn't matter. You know, it's taken away from it. Flint doesn't have clean water, while we get shot down like animals in the street, you know, and all types
that's
of stuff, right. You know, all these injustices, and people want to take away from the main positive focus, you know, about our education system and things like that they were talking about, and turn into a beef.
Okay, well here, let me go and get on my rant real quick. Okay, so...
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Oh, no, go ahead before I go on my rant.
Okay. I was just going to say it's a personal vendetta, it seems like, on our own people, because everybody's seeking so hard to shun the both of these men, just, you know, behind the way that they act, forgetting that they're just as human as the rest of us. You get what
right.
I'm saying? That doesn't take away from the fact of what they're trying to do. They're trying. It's like our own people are fighting harder than the oppressor to keep Umar's school from coming up in the first place. You know, give that man a chance. And once he gets what he needs, then see if he's going to fail us. You know what I'm saying? You can't automatically shun him and call him a failure because he hasn't done something that everybody thinks it should be done when he doesn't have everything he requested in the first place. You know,
I know, it's irrational to think that, and to not even give him a chance is very irrational.
Okay, real quick before I start my rant. Doris, do you have any thoughts?
Well, how close is he to building the school or making it happen? How close is he? Because I've been hearing it for a while.
Well, like what I saw on his GoFundMe page, he has around about like 400,000, and he's asked for 1.3 million. You know, so that's where he's at the moment. But you already know he had the case with the conscious stripper and things like that. So that's my question. He did have a little thing with, you know, a conscious stripper and things like that where, you know, a little dust up, you know. You know, if you were to go on YouTube and just put conscious stripper in there with Umar Johnson and all the stuff will come up. You know, just another slander tactic, you know, and that's probably what brought him back a little bit because of the whole ordeal, you know. And everybody tried to jump on him like that. We do have another caller, 903, is that Miss Perez right there?
How y'all doing?
Hey, Perez.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Janae. Hey, Doris.
Hey.
Yeah. So, Ms. Perez, do you have any thoughts before I go on my rant?
No, go ahead and go on your rant. I'm just listening. Actually, I'm, you know, running errands, so I'm just listening. I just tuned in to hear you guys. I missed the topic. What's the topic? What are you talking about?
It's conscience versus commerce. And the thing is, put like this, okay. Do African-Americans have a responsibility to their own people? Now, and that's what it boils down to for me. Because, put it like this, you take a Michael Jordan, right? Michael Jordan, he chose commerce over consciousness. Okay? If you look at the older athletes, like Lou Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, he chose consciousness. Muhammad Ali, he chose consciousness over his commerce. All right? So, now when I'm looking at this stuff, right, all right, the civil rights era has been broken down. All right, it's been splintered into pieces. So the newest fad or newest thing that we're actually looking towards is consciousness or this conscious community, you know, with that has the Hebrews in it and has different viewpoints in it with the Moors. And then after that, the Nuwabians, New Science, you know, this has now become the new movement, you know. And so now we see the leaders, okay, just like the leaders of old, you know, like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, how they all – you never see Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson come together. You know, it's like, hey, let's join together. You never see that. All right, so therefore now we see the new leaders, okay, such as Sarah Sutensetti, Umar Johnson, you know, Onk West and all that. So now they're doing the same thing. Therefore, now what it seems like what they're doing is that they're just only for the money and they're not trying to present a plan. Okay, Sonetta has been doing a media deal. Okay, let's try to build up black businesses. Like, let's employ businesses, not just do a side hustle. It's like, hey, I'm making shirts or, hey, I'm doing jewelry. Like, hey, those are side hustles, which is great. Okay, but what are we doing so therefore we can actually employ our people so therefore we can build a power base? You know, and that's what it boils down to. Okay, everybody, I don't know about y'all, but everybody I know, we punch a clock, 9 to 5. Okay, 9 to 5 for the man. We're working on somebody else's kingdom other than our own, and even in our own communities. So what are we doing? Or what are our leadership is doing to push that down, that agenda down to us to build up the African-American community, you know? And that's my problem, okay? All you're doing is, hey, you're getting conscious, okay, so therefore you can just get a check. It's like, oh, I wrote a book, you know, consciousness, but that's it. Or, hey, I'm making these shirts. Hey, I got these earrings. Hey, I got this. Even me myself, hey, I'm trying to do this radio show, you know? No, I'm being a Facebook revolutionary. But what more can we do? Let me ask y'all that. Therefore, we can build up this empire that we can resurrect. Because clearly, okay,
honestly,
the conscious community.
I wanted to add on, you know, to your summary, because obviously this is going to go past the 30-minute mark because. We were also going to touch on, like you said, the keyboard revolutionaries, but we were also going to talk about analyzing the integrity versus popularity of it, you know, and have we sold out, you know, in the current conscious community or have we not? If we have, how have we? Limiting memes to actually taking action, things of that nature. That we're also gonna touch on. So I wanted to add that on, so
okay.
We don't lose sight, you know, what we're talking
okay,
about
cool.
here.
Thank you. Hey, Ms. Doris. Okay. So, do you think people in the conscious community have sold out, and do you think the black leadership, like Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, have they sold out?
Yes, I believe so. And because, like I said, I'm in so many different groups, and it's very sickening. I mean, you know what I mean? Every day, everybody is battling against each other. When are we going to come together? Because all this stuff y'all talking about is not going to happen until we come together.
So how do you propose we actually come together?
I mean, like you said, drop the religion and I discovered this first and it came from, you know what I mean? Get rid of all of that. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
And
I agree. You know, get rid of the competition, get rid of the game, you know, and take action. You know, get rid of the pettiness, get rid of the competition, get rid of the little things that don't matter, and look
right
at the grand scheme of things and the bigger picture and actually
right
focus and formulate a plan. Stop focusing
right
on every little body and every little thing. And like you
right
said, focus on the bigger picture, the unification, and making these
right
things happen.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree with, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That,
go ahead.
I was going to say, hey, that's actually legit. That is what it's going to take. However, the process in that is just a little bit, you know, harder than how it sounds. And the reason I say that is because, you know, everything's cause and effect, okay? So what's the reason for everybody bickering and in competition for trying to figure out what's right and what's not? The reason is because, all right, let's say we got somebody who's woken up to the truth, and now they're trying to wake somebody else up. So the person, a lot of the times in the conscious community, we're so passionate about waking other people up, you know, forgetting that it's not that easy to wake them up. So in the process
mm-hmm
of waking somebody up, they're going to battle and say, well, no, this is right, because they've been believing something for so long, you know what I'm saying, that it causes that. They're going to defy you. They're going to rebel against every piece of knowledge that you drop to them because of what they believe. So that's really what makes it hard. Now, as far as the conscious community as a whole, as those that are actually woke, the thing where I think most of us have made our mistake, which is correctable, but we have to start thinking like this. Okay, when we wake somebody up, walk them through the process. Think of the movie Matrix. They didn't just wake Neo up and then just send him out there like, hey, handle it. No, you know, they walked them through the process to let them know, look, you know, it seems crazy, but we got you. And that's what we have to do. A lot of us are dropping knowledge and battling with each other instead of trying to walk each other through it. See, it's not a competition. Just like a relationship, it's not a competition. It's companionship. You're not working against each other to reach the same goal. We're supposed to work together to reach the same goal. All right, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. And just bumping off of that, you know, I don't feel like we should just be focusing on the main focus. Shouldn't be waking people up, because everything is going to happen in due time. And some people are just going to resist and don't want to be woken up. They're going to want to remain in that comfortable matrix and be comfortable and complacent. So I think that we just need to, the ones who know better, we just need to lead by example, you know, instead of focusing on, oh, I need to wake this person up, I need to wake that person up. If they want to be woken up and we can reach out to them and help them, guide them through the process, like you just said, then we do that. But we don't just make that like the entire purpose. Like, we do have to lead by example, because sometimes you have to show them better than you can tell them, you know?
All right, so how? How would you do that?
I said,
real,
how to lead
quick
by example? Okay.
Yeah, how? Because put it like this, okay. All right, let's say this, all right. Let's say you have a homeless man, right? He comes up to you and try to drop some knowledge on you, right? All right, then after that, he turns around and asks you for $10, $15 or $20, okay? So he's trying to show you the way, but you're looking at him, and you're like, oh, okay, well, you're not this person. Or you take, let's say, take me, you're woken up yourself, Ms. Doris, or Perez, okay? You're like, well, this is the way, right? But you say, well, you're not Umar Johnson, or you're not a Barack Obama, so watch how I listen to you. So how do we get that platform? That's the question.
But like my brother was saying earlier, is the fact that, you know, history is a lie. I mean, you know what I mean? You don't really know what's what. They've lied so much. So, you know, but people are waking up. You know, believe it or not, they really are.
Yeah,
history is a lie. So, you know what I mean? We fighting that too. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lie.
So, here, let me ask you this, Ms. Doris. Okay. All right. Because you've seen much more than at least I have. So, what do you say is the sickness of the community? Or
we have to change our mindset. You know what I mean? You have to be, you know what I mean? Like I said, I go to church. I guess you guys know that. You guys are, you know, conscious or whatever, but we're still on the phone and we're communicating. You know what I'm saying? You're not shunning me, I ain't shunning you. You know what I mean? We're trying to come together and trying to find a solution. You know what I mean? Some people won't do that. You know what I mean? I don't care what you are. You know what I mean? Let's just get some action.
Yeah.
Let's drop the labels. Can we just be people? You know what I mean? And let's get back. Let's get back what was stolen from us. You know what I mean? That's what's important.
Yeah, I like that. So, yes. So, Janae, what was that other question? We're gonna hit that one up, and then after that, we're gonna finish on up.
Let me see here. Okay, so we touched on popularity versus integrity in our conscious community.
So
we are
But I know Woken Up. So Woken Up, can you give us a nice little blurb on that one? Because you're on fire.
Say it again. Oh, you said I'm on fire? On the whole, one more time, because I actually had your question in mind.
Okay.
Actually, that I really want to touch on.
Okay.
About the whole business
integrity
thing.
Integrity versus popularity. You know, what do you value more? What's going on with that? And what would you do with that? You know, like, especially in the conscious community. So let's say, do you think SETI has integrity? Does he have popularity? And which one should we value more?
I think they both have popularity to some degree, but the focus shouldn't be mainly on popularity, because popularity is actually the way of the system that we're oppressed by in the first place. We've been trained and conditioned to seek clarity. That's why everybody's on Facebook looking for likes. You know, that's why everybody's trying to follow the trend, because they want to look the most popular. They want to be the most popular. So popularity doesn't really mean integrity. You can be the most popular person in the world and still have zero integrity, which means you are not doing anything productive with your life or in the life of those that's connected to you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This boy's on fire. Boy, it's been hot fire.
I know, right?
Highline.
So bumping off of that, you know, we analyze the, you know, integrity versus popularity. So do you think that people have lost sight of what consciousness really is? Or
I'm not
what
gonna
it
say,
truly means?
Well, yeah. Everybody has their own interpretation, because we've been conditioned to be individuals. How can we unify if we're so focused on being individuals? Yes, we have individual traits, but at the same time, our individual traits are meant for us to come together and use them as a whole.
Yeah.
But until, you know what I'm saying, until we get that mindset of, okay, this person's conscious definition ain't the same as mine, but it doesn't mean I can't unite with this person. Once we get that mindset, everything else will go out the window, and we'll be able to unify on a different level.
Yeah.
Okay. Perez, you have any thoughts on that? And that time we'll talk to you open up about the question about the businesses.
No, I don't have any thoughts at the moment. I was just listening. Y'all go ahead, wrap it up, and it was a good show. I got a lot of information from you guys.
All right, welcome up. Businesses, go ahead.
All right, real quick on that, because I know you had a question like, you know, when you mentioned that everybody was, you know, they're selling trinkets and this and that. Everybody's making their money and stuff, but nobody's really doing anything.
I really wouldn't really talk about this like this, but since we on this, I'm going to go ahead and just disclose just a little bit because, you know, I'm very secretive when it comes to certain information I release to our people, but here we go. All right. The thing is, like I said earlier, we have to let go of the self, you know what I'm saying, the self-gain. Once we make this about everybody else, the money that we make also is going to be about everybody else. Buy some money. I mean, not buy some money. Excuse me. Get some money. Buy some land. You know what I'm saying? Buy some land to start building your own community. There are ways that we can get land for as little as, you know, 7 acres for about $700 after tax. You know, we can buy land in other countries and begin to build up our own structures and build up different communities in the way that, you know what I'm saying, they should be built up. But until we get in that mindset that it's not about us and that our money is not just for us, we're always going to spend our money just on us and the things that appeal to the people who relate to us.
Yeah. Oh.
That's good stuff right there.
I know, his voice didn't hop out. Man, this is the Woken Up show. You know, we don't know which way to be woken up, but we've got woken up today. Yeah, that is the red pill right there. Hey, real quick, I just want to go around the horn. Any lasting thoughts before we go ahead and wrap it up? We'll start with you, Ms. Doris.
I agree. He hit the nail right on the head. You know what I mean? Because I thought the guy, you know, people were interested in connecting and building, but they more or less just trying to sell stuff and make money. I agree.
Indeed. Let's go to Perez. Press. No, no, not there. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go to Janae.
I agree with what Ms. Doris just said. You know, Ms. Doris and Woken Up, you know, they did pretty much hit the nail on the head. You know, we have to do this for each other, you know, develop a brand new Black Wall Street, support our own Black businesses, own our own Black businesses, take action, run for office, write your local government, you know, effectively boycott, you know, plan effectively and do this, you know. And like I said, lead by example.
Lead by example. Woken Up, final word.
All right. Final words is, you know, if y'all take heed to that and y'all get on the step of actually trying to open up a business and stuff like that, do it. And once we open up businesses, once we get well off to open up our businesses, find somebody else that is trustworthy within the business who we have given a job of our people. You know what I'm saying? Start them a business. Start them a business. Lead them over it. But the key thing is they have to do the same thing for someone else in their business once they get to where they need to be. Once we do that, we raise up our own businesses separately. It's still a Black Wall Street, but it's in separate locations. They can't bomb the whole world, the whole United States in different locations with different successful businesses. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's different. It's like having Black Wall Street, but just spread out.
Yeah, nationwide, you know, worldwide. So we won't be isolated and that crap won't be able to happen again. History won't repeat itself. So.
All right. Hey, that was our show, Which Way Is Up. All right. Radio, that's Vibe. I'm just an onk seeker, baby. We out of here.
All right, that bread and butter, baby.
Hey,